I shouldn't have called. She said for me to come bring this stuff out there and bring her stuff back. So I shouldn't have called the show.
No, that's right.
I'm okay, but I'm going to run out there and I'll be back in a little while.
Okay.
Do y'all ever have any hogs that got loose and grew up wild around here?
Oh, yeah. I killed a wild boar up here on the bayou. Oh, 3 or 4 years ago, I reckon it was. He'd have weighed 300 pounds.
Whew.
And he had tushies. I still got his tushies in, you know, they're that long. He liked to kill the best dog I had. I had an old cur dog here that I run deer and cows with. I used to have a big bunch of cows. And I rented this lease, this land me and one my neighbor did from here plumb to that other road over yonder. And it's in the woods, you know, and trees would fall on the fence. And them cows would leave and go plumb to the Ashland Road over there. It's 4 miles to that Ashland Road. And
yes, sir.
My brother, he lived up there. He knew the cows, and somebody would tell him they thought it his. And he'd call me, and I'd just take my truck, that old dog, go up there. And he'd get them cows. I could just come on back. He'd bring every one of them in. He wouldn't leave a one. I guess he could count. I don't know.
Maybe he did.
But he didn't leave a one of them. And he brought them on. And we'd bring them in at the gap over there. He wouldn't stop until he got them here to this pond, too.
Yeah. What's the gap you talking about?
There's a gap in the fence, you know.
Oh,
we call it wire gap, you know. That's
right.
Instead of a gate, it's just wire gap.
Oh, is that where you got those spaces in the ground?
No, that's a cattle guard.
Oh.
A wire gap is just a, you know, wire stretched on sticks across the road and you undo them and turn them around, open them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we never did go to trouble to build no cattle guard. Now the company, International Paper Company, when they'd put a road through what you had leased, they'd put a cattle gap on it, cattle guard.
Yes, sir.
But we always, and everywhere there was a old road into the company timber where they'd have you to put a wire gap there.
Yes.
We just call them gaps to the gates.
Yes. And I imagine a wild boar with tushes the size you're talking about would be right dangerous.
Yeah. He was. Oh, he liked to go to fella over there that his dog got after him and he called me and wanted to know if I had the dogs to catch a hog. I told him I thought I did. I had some at Bam. And I had a great big old cur dog that a boy had let me have. He come down here deer hunting. And he told me he was a good dog. Said he'd run cows with him. And I took him over there and he didn't no more know what a hog was or a cow. He just